And tomorrow, the NFL's beleaguered Jacksonville Jaguars will unveil the world's largest stadium video display. The team has also added luxury cabanas to the stadium experience where fans can watch the game poolside. That's because there will be pools as well. As Karen Fagans of member station WJCT reports, the improvements are part of an effort to win back fans.
The Jacksonville Jaguars haven't been to the playoffs since 2007, and the team has been the butt of many a football joke. So predictably, when team officials announced they were adding swimming pools to the stadium, some dismissed it as a gimmick. Stephen Colbert even joined in.
Pools, the perfect place to kick back and watch a football game. At least until they put hammocks between the uprights. Don't worry about getting hit by field goals because, again, it's the Jaguars.
I thought that was awesome.
Mark Lamping is the Jaguars president.
You know, isn't it a great thing that even Stephen Colbert is taking time to pay attention to what we're doing here in Jacksonville?
Well, that's one way to spin it. The team and the city have heavily invested in the game day experience, spending $63 million this year on upgrades to Everbank Field. Sid Perkins is leading the construction. On a recent tour, he's showing off the centerpiece of the renovations, 15,000 video screens linked together to make one enormous display.
They have gone above and beyond anything in sports.
The challenge, of course, is convincing fans to step away from their home theater systems. So you think that 50-inch flat screen is big? The video screens here stretch to 362 feet, longer than the field itself. They were created by the South Dakota company Daktronix and designed to be bright enough to show up clearly under the Florida sun. Lamping says the massive screens will allow for multiple replays and something else fans are used to now, watching more than one NFL game at a time.
Some of it because they're participating in fantasy football and they want to see what's happening. In Jacksonville, where about half the people who live here are not from the state of Florida, we know that many of our fans have other teams that they're interested in.
So Jaguar officials are gambling that even if the action on the field in front of them isn't exciting enough, fans will still come to the stadium. Victor Matheson, who teaches at the College of the Holy Cross and specializes in stadium economics, says he's seeing this trend all over professional sports, most recently at the home of the Brooklyn Nets. In addition to giant digital displays, he says, sports venues are also pumping up Wi-Fi.
So that people can watch the game and then instantly pull out their smartphone or their iPad and watch the replay from the stadium.
Or maybe they can tweet selfies by the pool. One of the more unusual additions at Everbank Field are two new shallow pools in the north end zone. $12,000 will get you a pool cabana, but that price covers 50 tickets and unlimited food and drink. Bob Renault's company has booked a cabana for two preseason games and one in the regular season. They see it as a smart investment.
This is really the first foray into using Everbank and the Jaguars as a way to entertain clients.
Sports economists say there's often a bump in sales when a team gets a new stadium or makes significant upgrades, and that honeymoon can last for years. Plus, bigger, better stadiums come with bragging rights. That is, of course, until another team builds something even bigger and better. For NPR News, I'm Karen Fagans in Jacksonville.